You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Let's kick this episode off like we do each and every week, and that is sharing one of you who are dedicated listeners going to strshare.com, sharing everything you can about your short-term rental so we can celebrate you here on the podcast every Thursday. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Hosted Guest. Again, that's at Hosted Guest.
It's a special one.
It is a very special one because this is one of our strategic hosts in our strategic host program. Her name is Amy. And I want you to take a look at this particular Instagram because Amy does an excellent job here. We know a lot of hosts that want to become co-hosts or managers, designers, realtors. Well, Amy does it all. And that is a very common theme because once you get bit by the STR bug and you're good at it, sky's the limit. I want you to go take a look at Hosted Guest because Amy does a wonderful job. And I'm just going to go through the bio. Full service Airbnb managers and designers. She also then links to her personal home, her short-term rental, and then also her real estate group. Telling you, right there, as someone looking, if I was potentially looking for help with a short-term rental, this is just backing up her own property, what she's done for other properties, and that she's a licensed real estate agent. Okay, the street cred there is so bite-sized snippet within 2 seconds. I've got that from her, and I can link to her other accounts, see what those are about. So I just want to share with everybody, this is the way to market yourself. Get out there, post, show what you are good at. And the one thing that I have to say, though, is get started. You have to get started. So don't be envious of Amy. Don't think she's, you know, that there isn't any space for you left. There is so much space for amazing host, amazing co-host, designers, realtors, all of it.
There's always room at the top.
There is. And Amy has been crushing it inside Strategic Host. She's actually going to be with us all of 2026. But today is a best of 2025. And we specifically want to highlight her because we are going to go through the episodes, our favorite, most downloaded episodes. And there's a theme here that we want to share with everyone. And Amy from the Hosted Guest is a role model for the theme.
The cool thing with podcasts is people can go back and listen to them. Like, I don't know about you, but my favorite podcast hosts, I'll kind of scroll through and see like which ones I haven't listened to yet. Or maybe there was one that I had a lot of takeaways from. I want to re-listen to them again. And you can kind of see when you get bumps in people listening again.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really cool is the 2025 wrap that we're going to do in today's episode, what you can take away from this are these are the lessons that hosts are coming back to.
Right. And we saw a very clear pattern. You are hungry for clarity around pricing, revenue, your bookings, smart upgrades, running your business like a pro.
Now, these aren't feel good episodes. Annette and I noticed that these weren't. Yeah, they weren't butterflies, puppy dog episodes. They were practical, numbers-based, help me make better decision conversations.
You are all professional hosts. So today we're revisiting those episodes. You love the most talking about what they told us about you. And we're going to share how those questions led us to create our strategic coach program, which Amy is it.
Yeah. And what I can share with you is that what you guys want the most is one-on-one help. You are here for the podcast episodes. You're here for the YouTube videos. You like that. But you, those of you who identify as professional hosts who want to take it to the next level, you want that one-on-one guidance. And that is one of our most favorite aspects about Strategic Host, is giving professional hosts the opportunity to work with a coach one-on-one. But let's get into the top 10 episodes of 2025. If you haven't listened to them, this will be your opportunity to go back. You have maybe your slower time between now and when things pick up again in the new year, or maybe you're like, oh, right, that was a good episode. I need to re-listen to that and put some action items down on paper to tackle in 2026. But number 10 is episode 435, Short-Term Rental Insurance 101 with Proper Insurance.
And we think this is why it stood out. It was helping hosts understand what the difference is between regular homeowner and landlord insurance, and that it usually is not enough for short-term rental hosts. Mm-hmm. And we broke down, we let you know where you're most exposed: water damage, storms, guest-caused damage, and income loss if your property would have to be taken offline for said repairs. Mm-hmm. And what we, the theme here, that takeaway that we saw, is that you are treating your rental like a business. You're making sure that the insurance matches that reality, and that you want to make sure that you are not exposed and that your business is not exposed.
So if I was on a call with you right now, one-on-one, what I would share with you about this, and this being a top episode in 2025, is to review your insurance policy. If you don't understand, if you do not understand aspects of it, ask your broker. If you have heard any sort of horror stories or something that's bothering you, you're worried about coverage, ask your broker. I mean, ask the questions, review it, make sure you have coverage that you're comfortable with and that you understand.
All right. Episode, the ninth most popular, is actually episode 436, which short-term rental upgrades actually increase bookings. And we know this resonated because you're constantly wondering, should I add a hot tub, a fire pit, that game room? Will it actually pay off? And we gave you a distinct framework for deciding if those said amenities are worth it.
So key points include guest reviews and feedback to guide what to improve next, a look at top performing comps. If most of them don't have a certain upgrade, it might not be a needle mover. It could be, but it might not be either. And so that might be an interesting decision lever for you to pull. Focus on upgrades that unlock something new, pet friendly, year-round use, more ideal guest types.
And the takeaway here is not all upgrades are equal. Mm-hmm. And you need to spend where the data and demand are going to back you up. This is not just a hope and a prayer that if I invest in these certain things, it will bring those bookings in. The data is out there for you to utilize.
So you're coaching one-on-one here from us to you is to dive back into your comp set if you haven't in a while. And if you don't have a comp set, you need to come to our boot camp that's happening in January. If you want to attend that, it's thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp and save your seat, and we will show you how to do that. But if you've got a comp set, review it and make sure that you have some sort of differentiating aspect about your property. You're at least meeting that threshold of your comps, your competitors, and then exceeding it so that guests choose you over them.
The eighth most downloaded was episode 443, and that was 6 ways to use ChatGPT, aka AI, in your Airbnb business. And you loved it because it was very practical. It was not techie. It was easy ways to use AI to save time and improve quality. This is a must moving into the new year. So the way that we highlighted you should be using it, the six, we'll break them down really quick. Optimize your listing titles and descriptions for clarity and conversion. Very key there. Improving your guest messaging with canned responses that still feel warm and human, that stay human and have that hospitality. analyzing competitor reviews to see what guests actually care about, not just in your space, but you're in your competitor space, creating cleaning and operations checklists, layering AI insights onto pricing and event research, and then also using AI to help you write AI email or emails that are going to help nudge those repeat guest and direct bookings.
AI isn't replacing hosts, far from it, but it is a tool that can make you faster, clearer about your offers, and more consistent because it's going to help you save time in the long run.
We like to say it's a team member.
Yes.
It's a team member that if you have this, you know, the paid version, it's a very inexpensive team member.
And so our coaching here for you is if you haven't yet explored how AI can help you in your business, if it's something that it's a stance that you are not adopting AI, I'm not going to push you. But if you're AI curious and you haven't taken the time to see just one little thing, how you could adapt it and at least understand how it can help, I would say put time on your 2026 calendar now to just some white space to travel the internet, kind of listen to the episode, try a few things out and see how it can help you in the new year.
I like you said travel the internet. Why was it ever called surfing? Like surfing. I wonder why it was called surfing.
Someone out there.
Going from site to site. I'm going to have to look the origination of that up. The 7th most downloaded episode, 459. Pricing isn't just math, it's strategy.
Yeah,
so good. With the wonderful Wendy Doris, aka you can follow along with Wendy at Mostest Host. And this one really hit so hard because so many hosts recognize themselves in Wendy's story. She was guessing at her rates, creating her own narrative about peak seasons, letting the dynamic pricing software just run in the background, and leaving so much money on the table. This is where it's always an art and science, but please listen to this one because there are some really key insights where, again, Wendy's own personal experience was getting in the way by not looking at the data and trusting it. So that's the next thing I want to say really quick. You can learn it, but you also have to trust it. A lot of people will make knee-jerk decisions before they allow the dynamic pricing to lean in and just trust it.
Some key points about that episode that you'll definitely walk away with if you revisit it is that revenue management is more than nightly rates. It's rules, minimum stay requirements, your promotions, SOPs, fees, and understanding pacing for that specific short-term rentals. You cannot set and forget pricing. I don't care what dynamic pricing tool promises you. You cannot set and forget it. You will be leaving money on the table. You have to regularly look at what's on the books, what's going on in the market, and adjust strategically. Co-hosts, you especially need to own this skill so that you can explain performance to owners confidently. All right, so if you're a co-host and let's say you hired out revenue management, it is not enough that you've hired it out. You have to understand what your revenue manager is doing, why they're doing it, and what happened, and what you plan to do to adjust moving forward so that you can offer that communication to your owners and honestly set yourself apart from 99% of the other co-hosts out there who are not doing that.
And common mistakes we see over and over and over again is assuming that once you set up your pricing tool, it's going to do everything for you.
Right.
Never updating the rules and pricing from fear instead of data. We've got to be willing to experiment. All right. And so the takeaway here is pricing, it's ongoing strategy, a keyword strategy. This is not a one-time setup and then forget it. And you have to be in there in your numbers. You have to embody your numbers. And I want to invite you that is a, instead of thinking that it's difficult or hard, I want you to be excited about it and find enjoyment in it because numbers are fun.
If numbers are hard for you to dive into, again, I'm going to invite you to our bootcamp coming up here in January. It is a fun, fun, high energy way to engage with Annette and me live and finally understand revenue management, pricing, calendar management, all things numbers around your short-term rental. So that's thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. It is so much fun. Please join us.
Episode most listened to number 6 is episode 469, Unlocking the STR Tax Loophole with one of our favorites, Amanda Hahn, CPA. And this mattered so much because everybody's talking about the big, beautiful bill, right? And there is a lot of voices out there to buy a short-term rental and pay less in taxes everywhere, but very few understand a presentation, well, a learning session with our strategic host and a CPA last week. And the amount of rapid fire questions from professional hosts, tax work is never done, everyone. Again, taxes are not set it and forget it. So what we learned was that the STR loophole is and who it actually applies to. Okay, so we went through, defined it, and then who could apply it. The difference between material participation and being a real estate professional. And actually, after the episode, Sarah and I talked about, like, this is still one of those things we think people are very, very confused about. Understanding, wait, am I participating materially or am I a real estate professional? And like I just said, when we were on that Q&A with our strategic host last week, there was a lot of chatter like, hey, what if I am doing the participation, but it's my spouse's W-2? What if we actually do our taxes separately? This is so nuanced. You need to have someone that understands short-term rentals, and y'all need to be keeping track of everything you are doing in your business, the hours that you're spending, the mileage, the expenses. Again, going back to the data, going back to the numbers. Also, how that average length of stay and your hours worked affect whether you can use your short-term losses against your W-2. And again, it is a non-negotiable. You must be tracking your hours and expenses.
Common mistakes, wrong entity type, assuming midterm rentals qualify, rushing into cost segregation. It is imperative that you qualify the CPA that you're working with, because Amanda was even sharing that there are CPAs out there who don't fully understand all the nuances of how short-term rentals can impact taxes. So definitely, if you're not sure if your CPA is the right CPA for you, we recommend, and here's a little coaching moment for you, something to put on your calendar in 2026, interview 2 other people. It can't hurt. Ask them specific questions about short-term rentals. Test them a little bit on short-term rentals. Do they themselves invest in short-term rentals? That could be a nice way to make sure that they truly are invested in the strategy that matters most to you. The core takeaway are there are real opportunities in the tax code for short-term rentals, but you have to follow the rules and work with someone who understands the space.
5th most listened to was episode 471, The Future of Direct Bookings with Phil Kennard. And we know this resonated because it spoke to independent hosts. Direct bookings is a buzzword that should not be a buzzword. It should be a necessity. And we know that you want to try to build everything on one platform instead of piecing things together.
Yeah. Key points that stood out to us that resonated with you are most hosts manage 5 or fewer properties. And actually, a lot of PMSs and dynamic pricing softwares, they do these surveys and they know it too, everyone. The software companies, they know their biggest audience. The most short-term rental operators are those who are independent hosts. So just when you feel like, you know, we're not big operators, we're not huge property management companies, that's okay. We actually are the ones that are moving the needle in our industry. So you deserve tools that are built for you and who understand you and are priced so that it makes sense for you too. Even a few direct bookings can significantly improve profit and stability. What the billboard effect is and why you still need a strong OTA listing, even if you want more direct bookings.
And I want to go back to the point that Sarah just made. We all need to start with a few, turns into a few more, turns into many. I want you to just think about that and set some goals for yourself in this year of how many direct bookings that you are going to secure. So we all know OTAs are important, but building your own brand and direct booking channel is what gives you long-term control, stability, and truly profitability.
All right. Number four on the 2025 episodes that you love the most. Episode 481, why your Airbnb listing title isn't working.
Whew. We know that this one performed well because titles are tiny but mighty, and most hosts know theirs could be a bit better. I know most of us out there, there's so many things when you're first getting up and running. You just want to get that title done so you can get listed. You've got to go back to this. So the title is your digital billboard. It has to grab the attention and clearly communicate value.
Overused words like cozy, charming, and retreat don't help you stand out. And honestly, it's not going to help you with SEO on your listing. You should be pulling language, though, from your reviews and emphasize what guests actually rave about and how they're probably searching for a short-term rental. Like, what matters to the guests who actually stay with you, and reverse engineer it so you can attract more guests like them with your title.
I love it. And then smart host, you're rotating these. This is not a set it and forget it either. The titles for seasons, for special events, for different guest intents. We want to make sure, like I said earlier, this is a billboard. Billboard on the side of the road catches the person's attention. Like, yeah, let's get off here. This one needs to be like, we got to find a place for this weekend because we're going to this concert. We're going to this football game. Oh, where are we going skiing? We're going to the beach. You've got to make sure that you are highlighting what's going on. So small tweaks can actually lead to big changes in clicks and bookings.
And like it's like the reoccurring theme here. Set it and forget it is a great way to have your listing go stale. You should always be tweaking and changing your title and tracking its performance.
And the third most downloaded episode, 487, strict versus flexible. Which Airbnb cancellation policy should I choose? Because we all know cancellation decisions, they feel very emotional and high stakes. And most hosts don't feel confident in the policy that they chose. They either feel like it's working for them or against them. There's always this like back and forth. Here's the deal. We did a walkthrough of Airbnb's major cancellation policies and what they actually mean in practice. And I'm telling you, I feel like at some point in time, there's just going to be one blanket across the board.
Which is tough. And we talk about this in an episode. Mm-hmm. It's not all short-term rentals are created equal, right? I mean, I really feel for those who are really large properties that take a little bit longer, have a little bit longer of a booking window because of the investment to stay there or the number of people it takes to coordinate. I get it. I get why you're frustrated, but listen, if Airbnb is the number one driver of your bookings,
that's why circling back to if direct bookings is what you want, we've got to go and take ownership. So also how to think about flexibility versus protection. And this is very much market based. And also for you, how easy is it to rebook those canceled nights? And listen, this is also why you need a plan for a guest refund request before they come in, because here's the deal. Even if you had a strict policy, you better believe someone is going to be reaching out with why they deserve for you to be flexible. We gave real message examples on how we have responded when we stuck to a policy, and then also when we have made exceptions.
Mm-hmm. You need a clear cancellation policy and decision framework so that you're not making emotional decisions. Also, for those professional hosts out there that want to scale, having a decision tree or a decision framework that you can then very easily train your team on so that you're not pinged or notified every time there is either a cancellation or cancellation request, bogging your brain down, right? With the same decision, like figure out what is that pathway to making the decision to what the cancellation response is going to be and deviate from it very little. Okay, you can leave 10% for those really special cases, but spend time in understanding what your cancellation policy is and how you can train it to your team.
The second most downloaded is episode 496. Not surprised by this, but how should hosts respond to the Airbnb new 15.5 fee? I mean, that was probably the biggest Airbnb news of 2025, but this mattered because it was not only just a giant shift, it was very confusing.
Yeah.
It hit just so many hosts immediately in the bottom line. And I'm going to say it caused fear.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did in this episode, it was like how to think about adjusting your pricing in response to the fee changes without panicking, because you are a small business owner. You have control. It's also a reminder that when you are a business owner, you are the CEO, and what would you do? You can't let some sort of, let's say it's not Airbnb. Let's say it's credit card processing. Let's say it's taxes in your city. You are always going to have something new, a new expense in your business, and you have to figure out how to pivot. How do you control it? How do you continue to be profitable when this is going to happen in some way, shape, or form, not just from the Airbnb side? And also why it is so important to diversify your booking sources so you're not so exposed to 100% of your reservations having that. So that's why you say the few matter. So those few direct bookings that you get, that matters. Let's say it's another platform with a lower fee, that matters. That's why we want to diversify. And we would be not of good service to say these changes are going to keep coming. So you need to understand your numbers, and you need to have a strategy to be able to, when they come your way, be strategic about it.
I have a challenge for all of you out there. Take a recent, if you've been subject to this 15.5% change fee, take a recent booking and map out all the line items, rent rate, any fees involved, taxes, the host fee, the 15.5%. And I want you to compare your payout to what it would have been before the change. And if your intention is to recapture as much of that host fee as possible, see if you actually are. With whatever strategy you adopted to recapture it, I want you to compare a recent booking that came through, write it down, and compare it to what it would look like before this change happened, and see if you're leaving any money on the table. All right, we're down to episode, the number one episode of 2025 is episode 501, how to maximize your holiday pricing strategy for 2025. And I know why this is such a big episode, because we gave you some practical, tactical ways to read your calendar and know going into 2026 how you can have a different lens on when you're looking at holidays or big events. Like, it matters if there's a big football game coming to your town, whether the team that is playing in that arena is drivable. It's going to change that demand almost instantly. Okay. Things are happening this holiday season for 2025 that are going to change the amount of revenue you could potentially bring in that is different from previous years. The holidays are the same, but the way they're laid out, the way they fall on the calendar, can impact your revenue earning opportunities. And so it's just a really cool way to train your brain to be more strategic as you look into 2026.
And what I love, this is something that you can use holiday season after holiday season after holiday season. And then we're going to do a little bonus here, because this was a one that was close to being in the top 10, but we wanted to share that we thought it was one that we just want to make sure that you guys go back and listen to, was episode 509, getting booked first isn't always a win. And I'm going to tell you, we hear people always wear this as a badge of honor, that when a big event is in town, they're like, I'm already booked again for next year. We have the same thought when people are like, I'm at 100% occupancy. It means that you left a lot of money on the table, because it challenges the idea that being fully booked out far as possible is always good news. It is not. Okay. So we want you to do far out premium pricing, what that is, and why early bookers, they will actually pay more because they want to secure their spot. All right. I think you guys, we kind of have some reverse mindset going on where people are like, oh, let's reward them for planning ahead. It's like, no, the people that plan ahead, they want to stay at the best location with the best house with non-negotiables. Like, they know, you know, you're not going to cancel on them. They will pay a premium for having that. So premiums actually protect your calendar too, and they help you capture true market value as the demand starts to, true demand starts to reveal itself.
So this mindset shift is going away from vanity metrics and toward profitability. And we know firsthand, because we work with so many hosts one-on-one, that this is a very hard mindset shift for hosts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Those gut feelings, or I feel like what you're saying, even though we're pointing to that, to the data on a graph that's aggregated by actual short-term rentals, it's like really hard for them to like separate vanity metrics or their feelings from data and what is actually going to be profitable for them. And this is a great episode to just re-listen to that and just make sure that you are truly all in on making data-backed decisions.
And we just want to encourage you, do not rush to fill your calendar a year in advance. Use these far-out premiums. And I'm going to tell you, host, everybody's like, I just want to know every reservation for the whole next entire year. And if that's what you want to do, you are not going to be as profitable as you could be. All right? That is not a business owner decision at all. And we just want to, as we head into the new year, we want to let you know that we have seen a huge shift from side hustling to side gigs to everyone treating this like professional hosting.
Well, yeah, when you look at all these episodes, Annette, it's like insurance, upgrades, AI, pricing, taxes, tactical things like titles, cancellations, fees, direct bookings. You all care about the things that actually move the needle. So if you got into short-term rentals as this, whether it's a tax loophole for you or because you really love the art of hosting and making people happy and sharing your home, that those are all noble reasons to host. But we want you to self-identify as someone who wants to professionalize if these episodes meant a lot to you, if you actually felt like, oh, wow, I do want to pour more into pricing, more into calendar management. I really would understand my cancellation policy, my insurance package.
Mm-hmm. So we know you are not here to dabble. We're so excited. We know that you want to be real business owners. All right.
Yeah. So less guessing, less hope it works, more intentional decisions and understanding why behind mm-hmm. it. Get more curious. Challenge more of the conversations that you're hearing at your local meetups, in those free Facebook groups. I mean, even the things that we say, right? Challenge them. Think a little deeper about it and make sure you understand the why behind it.
Mm-hmm. And we wanted to create a place where you could go deeper than our podcast episodes, a place where we could coach you, where we could see your numbers, help you make decisions for your property and your market.
Yeah. So we created this year, it's one of the most we really poured our heart and soul, and we continue to pour our heart and soul into this. It's Strategic Host. It was born out of this podcast community. You asked for more support, more clarity, more accountability, because we get it. Y'all are wearing 17 hats as small business owners, and we wanted to build a home for that.
Mm-hmm. So our favorite part in 2025 wasn't just all of these episodes. It was seeing the wins from our Strategic Hosts. These are hosts that are raising their rates with confidence. They're booking their highest ever ADRs, and they're finally understanding their numbers.
Yeah. Because this episode is airing while our pricing bootcamp doors are open, I think I mentioned it earlier in the episode, but we want to make sure that we extend an invitation to join our bootcamp. It's very popular. People get results. We have a lot of aha moments from those who take the bootcamp. If you've taken it before and you want to take it again, it's like, why the heck not? It's accountability. You've invested in the bootcamp. Show up with us. Annette and I will be there live. And if you really want to go deeper with us, there's the option to join VIP, and that gets you access to live Q&A sessions where we can go even deeper with your numbers questions and your numbers. So it's a great opportunity to just focus on your numbers for about a week.
And if you've been listening to the episodes, you know, you see yourself in these hosts, what are you doing? Get off the sidelines. Do something different in 2026. Invest in yourself. I say this all the time. Yes, real estate is an excellent investment, but there is nothing that I want to invest in more than my own brain, because it will continue to give me a return on my investment no matter what I do. All right. So Sarah and I want to see you. We want to talk to you. We want to make 2026 your best year ever.
Yes, it's so possible.
And so we truly, 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 though, do want to thank you for being a part of our 2025, for listening, for sharing, for sending your questions, letting us be a part of your hosting business. And I hope that you've taken things from the episodes and improved the experience for your guest and improved your profitability.
If you want any of the links to any of the episodes that we mentioned today, that we highlighted today, that hosts love, these aren't ones that we handpicked. These are ones that you all handpicked. And the data is showing us which ones you're gravitating towards. They're all in the show notes, along with the details for the bootcamp, which is thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. And we would love to see you there.
So here is to building better, smarter, stronger short-term rental businesses together in 2026 and beyond.
With that, I am Sarah Karakane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.